Well, as we've been hearing today, the news of Osama bin Laden's death has drawn mixed emotions and also thrown us back in time. 10 years ago, we heard the sounds of the second plane hit a World Trade Center. And heartbreaking, we heard the voices of some of those inside.
I want to tell anybody that has a family member that may be in the building that the situation is under control for the moment.
Jim,
actually,
one
a friend of mine had
too,
called me on my cell phone and said, NYPD, Jill, exactly I just Jim heard Jim on TV and he sounds great and he's going to be okay. And I said, he's not going to be okay.
Tuesday, 8:48 a.m.
Jill, there's a fire explorer. I love you, Bill. Everyone, I love you. I don't know if I'm going to be okay here. I love you so much.
A year later, we'd visit a trapeze school in the shadow of where the towers once stood. New Yorkers trying to move on.
Relax. Sweet.
I just feel like now I really need to embrace life and enjoy every day and not look back.
Hands up. Head back.
Then last night, there was cheering outside the White House. But as we heard from family members of 9/11 victims, for them, this is a day more for remembering than for cheering.
Denise Benedetto.
God bless you.
Esther Barrett.
Jennifer Davis.
Dominic J. Barrett.
Nina Bustin.
Jeffrey Cruz.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us to see what the week brings here and now.